You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
I'm Erica, your host. Check out what's coming up on today's show. How to not only write your book, but publish it and get it out there. Get some great lessons from a best-selling author. Also, something new and exciting is taking place on the Be Inspired website. You are going to want to find out about it. All of that and more coming up, but first, let's get into our word of the day. And it's coming from Proverbs 11:25. It says, "There is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will himself be watered." This is such a powerful verse. In fact, I even shared it one morning with the Be Inspired newsletter. It is so important that we pour into others. And this selfish society, I know sometimes it's looked at as you have to do for yourself. You have to hold on to your money, save, 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 and never give out a dime. But not just speaking about money, but in anything, we have to pour into others. And if you hold on to encouragement, if you hold on to that compliment that you could have shared with someone or that food that you had that was extra, then you are missing out on an amazing opportunity because it's such a blessing to be a blessing to other people. So if there's something in particular in your life that you've been praying about and there's something that you want to receive, take a moment to sow into someone else. Use the things that you have at your fingertips that you could bless someone else with. It does not have to be money. It can be anything. So be a blessing to someone else today. That's our word, Proverbs 11:25, and let's walk in it. Now I want you to get some paper out, get a pen, because I think you're going to get some great tips from our Be Inspired Cafe guest today. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, best-selling author Marian Thomas. Tell us about the book, everything. What's going on with you?
Well, I do have two books out. My first book debuted in 2009, and that was called Color Me Jasmine. It reached number one on Amazon.com. My second book, which was released back in March of 2011, is called My Father's Colors. It also reached number one on the Amazon bestsellers list.
Wow. So are you going to tell us your secret? What did you do? How did you start that journey from writing a book and getting to every author's ultimate dream, becoming a bestseller? How did that happen?
Well, it's kind of the concept that I call Page Four, and it's a workshop that I teach and trying to help others to do the same thing. And really what I do is I take that concept of Page Four and I incorporate that into my writing, into my journey to publication. And when you think about what page four means, you know, really it's about setting a purpose, paying attention, gravitating, evolving, focusing, all of those things that really help you to really accomplish your goal and becoming an author. Anyone can be a best-selling author if they learn how to page four their thoughts.
I like that. So can you share with us just, I guess I would say, one tip from, and I know you probably have many because I know you've learned a lot along the way, but one tip that you could give to that person that's about to release their book, or maybe they've written their book and they just can't seem to sell it?
Yeah, the most important thing when it comes to page four in your journey to authorship is to take one important step, and that's what the P stands for, which is publish yourself. And I think this is even a mistake that I made when I first started on my journey to authorship, really not understanding this concept. And what it really means is to get your name out there even before your book comes out. You know, start a blog. You know, get on the social networking sites. There's just so many things that you can do to build up what we call a following, people that know your name, that recognize your writing, so that when your book comes out, you've already published yourself. Now it's just a matter of publishing your book.
That's a good concept. Publish yourself. I love it.
So, thank you.
Tell us a bit. Did you face any challenges along the way? Did you ever find a time where you just wanted to quit?
All the time. I mean, even recently. I mean, you know, you get the point, and that's something else that, you know, when you think about what page four it means, is that you've also have to, in the concept of four, there's an R, which means reasons. And I encourage any author to sit down and write down the reasons why they wanted to write. You know, it's kind of like making a personal note to yourself, because you are going to have those moments on your journey when you are going to want to give up. You are going to want to quit. But that personal note, those reasons that you have, will be the thing that keeps you going.
Wow. So I have another question. A lot of people that I know that are, they're working on books. I'm loving your insight, by the way. But so they're working on a book, and they're just, they get to that point of, should I self-publish? Should I go after a traditional publish? Do I pay someone to do this? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it really depends on the person. Some people are really true entrepreneurs, and so they can really market themselves and publish themselves and do all the things that are need to be taken care of in order to self-publish a book. Then there are those that kind of really need a helping hand, and so they tend to go more toward the traditional publisher. But I always try to remind authors to think about it this way. When you go to a traditional publisher, it's like giving them all of your work, everything that you put your heart and soul in. You're giving them 100% of your manuscript, only to receive about 30% of it back in royalties. Mm. That's something to really consider. When you self-publish, you know, and you become a publishing company, and you really start to get yourself out there, then you can look at publishing other novels other than just your own. This way, you maintain 100% control of your work, and you maintain 100% of the net profit.
Mm. That is some excellent advice. So for those listening that want to get in contact with you, maybe they want to support your company or even sign up for the workshop that you offer, how can they get connected with you?
Well, my website is www.marianlthomas.com, and Marian spelled M-A-R-I-A-N, so that's www.marianlthomas.com.